It's of a pretty female, as you shall understand. She had a mind for roving into a foreign land. Attired in sailor's clothing, she boldly did appear and engaged with the captain to serve him for a year. She engaged with the captain, a cabin boy to be. The wind had been in favor, so they put out to sea. The captain's lady being on board, she seemed in great joy. So glad the captain had engaged the handsome cabin boy. Her cheeks appeared as roses, with her locks all in a curl. The sailors oft-times smiled and said, he looks just like a girl. But eating captain's biscuit, sheer color did destroy, and the wasted swell of pretty Nell, the handsome cabin boy. As through the Bay of Biscay the gallant ship did plough, one night among the sailors there was an awful row. They bundled from their hammocks, it did their rest destroy, and they laughed about the groaning of the handsome cabin boy. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, the cabin boy did cry. The sailor swore by all that's good, the cabin boy should die. The doctor ran with all his might and smiling at the fun. For to think a sailor lad should have a daughter or a son. The sailors, when they heard the joke, they all began to stare. The child belongs to none of us, they solemnly did swear. The lady to the captain said, my dear, I wish you joy, for it's either you or I betrayed the handsome cabin boy. So they all took up a bumper and drank success to trade, and likewise to the cabin boy, though neither man nor maid. And if the war should rise again, the sailors to destroy, we will ship some other sailors like the handsome cabin boy.